This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And a good Saturday morning to you. We begin our 2 weeks of on the road shows. This week we're in Mandeville, and we'll be talking to Ben Tiblia here at Marsh and Bayou. Next week we'll be on the road. Highway 98 will be the road. That's in Alberta, Alabama. We'll be doing the program live from Scott's Marine. They got a big sale and celebration going on there. If we have some time today, I did some research, as I promised, on the feral hog sodium nitrate toxicant, which is a fancy word for poison. I'll tell you what I found out, again, if we have time today. We always make time for Bad Boy Story. This week it's the case of the Cajun Turkey Conspiracy. Stay tuned for that one. And you're going to hear our lineup of guests. And if you got a question for any of the guys that are coming here to Marsh and Bayou, because we've got a lot of local, really good, knowledgeable fishermen here, text me on our studio line, 504-260-187. If you've got a question for them, I'll pass it along to them when they get here. Also have a preview of what you'll see if you're going to be watching Bayou Wild episode number 149 this week. And the following week, it'll be our 150th episode of Bayou Wild TV. Who'd ever known that? All right, we got a gale watch out there. If you're trying to get out today, we'll do our best to try to find some places you can fish out of the wind. But we're looking offshore, north winds 20 to 25 knots, 5 to 7 foot seas. That's pretty much impossible. Going to be rough on the interior lakes and bays. Got a 15 to 20 knot north wind. Tides is 1.4, but you get that kind of wind that kind of overrules the tide. I wouldn't be too concerned about trying to find a tide today. Trying to stay out of the wind is going to be your challenge. You want to come over here to Marsh and Bayou. We're going to be doing the show here for the next couple of hours. Joining me now is Ben Tiblia with Marsh and Bayou. And, Ben, you guys have put together a great spring fling promotion. Tell us what's going to be going on for people who stop by all day today. In fact, we got the doors open with coffee and donuts ready.
To be a great day over here. Obviously, we start with yourself, which is pretty incredible. Thank you for being here.
Oh, glad to do it.
We also have at 6:30 this morning here in just a bit, we actually have our kayak fishing tournament, the Spring Fling kayak bass thing kicking off. So those guys are going to have a good time out there.
Deal with it. What time's the weigh-in?
So it's not a weigh-in. It's a picture. Okay. It's a picture submission.
Catch photo and release.
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, the deadline to submit your photo is 3 p.m., and then we'll do the award ceremony here about 4 o'clock.
First place is a nice kayak.
Yeah, we're giving away a Jackson Bite Angler kayak. It's a pretty serious kayak. We also have second place Smith Optics has given us a pair of Guide's Choice, and also we have a cash payout as well.
You got a pretty good lineup of good local fishermen. Run it down for us,
yeah.
And if people have any questions for them, I'll pass them along to them, and they can answer them for
me. Yeah, well, a couple of people that are coming out, you know, Mr. Forrest Green.
Oh, the ever popular
the
Forrest.
The old, yeah. Mr. Forrest Green. I'll tell you what, that man can catch some Masaka
leg.
Yes,
he can.
He goes out there. He'll be here pretty much all day doing a lot of questioning, you know, Q&As, and then he also has his baits here that he sells. Outdoor writer Mr. Jeff Brule will be here as well, answered a lot of questions. We have Shep Felipe.
Philippe Parola.
Philippe Parola.
Can't
will be
beat
here.
Him, eat him. Great book.
That's it. We have Captain Rich McCloskey with Blue Line Charter Service will be here. You know, he's out of Venice. He does a lot of triple tail fishing and also just inshore speckled trout and redfish. Mm-hmm. He'll be here. And then we also Mr. Chaz Champagne of Matrix Shad will be here.
He's got a real deal out here, too.
Absolutely.
Tell us about that mix and match he's got going
on. So what he's got going on, we have a bunch of loose lures, you know, Vortex Shad and Matrix Shad. And he's doing a bag where you can mix and match 50 baits for $20. So you can't beat that.
No, you get
to pick your colors you want, or you
want
to ask him kind of about where, you know, if you're fishing a specific place and he knows about it and what the water's doing and what he likes to use, he'll point you in the direction and you
can
just load
up. He's a creative guy. You know, that's great because people come in and they see all these different colors. They don't want to buy 10 packs, but here you go. You can get a little bit of sample of each color.
Absolutely.
Find the one you like.
Try it out, or if there's that one special color, we all know how that is. I have guys that come into the store every day and they are – there's one color. It's their special color, and they'll load up on them. So you can do that here today as well.
And you're going to have a little food and drink, free food and drink. And prizes. They got to register for these prizes.
We got prizes that we're giving away. We have food and drinks. We have a tasting of some whiskey. What else do we have going on? We have Shimano will be out here demoing out some rods and reels. We have Christian with Cito New Orleans will be here.
He's got a special deal going on.
He's got
right
a special
two,
deal
three
going
months,
on.
Yeah.
2-3
well,
months. You can't
nice
beat
package.
That. And that's an important thing to get, especially
right.
on days like this.
And I've got some hats, and we got some Uncle Larry's products, the gumbo and the stew and a few, and some of his shake seasonings, and a St. Hubert's portrait, the patron saint of hunters. We're going to be giving one of those prints away. Ben, if you would, tell people, how do you describe people to find the store for people that have never been here before? What's the easiest way to tell them to find it?
Well, if you're coming from the west, I would get off at the at Highway 59, the Abita Spring exit, and come straight down south. And when you hit Highway 190, you take a right, and we're on Florida Avenue, 2600 Florida. We're in a shopping center right by a restaurant, Cafe Lynn, and also the drive-through crawfish. You know, we're 6 blocks from Lake Pontchartrain, so it's right here, right in Old Mandeville.
And if you get the Rouses, you went too far.
If you want the Rouses, you went too far.
All right. Look for the sign, Martian Bayou. You got a big crawfish place right next to them. You can see that
and
sign.
And we'll have our trailers out and tents out. They'll see us.
All right. Come on by. It's a spring fling, and meet Ben and the crew here at Martian Bayou. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Glenn Sanchez is filling in for Robbie Campo. Robbie on a mission this weekend, so he's got Glenn filling in, and he's an ample guy to do it because he did it for 20 years, and it's tough to find a place to fish today no matter where you're going because of the wind conditions. We'll be back to check out what Glenn's got to tell us right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network, live from Martian Bayou in Mandeville.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
And we are at the Spring Fling, Martian Bayou Outfitters on Florida Avenue, also known as Highway 190 in Mandeville. We got seminars from some of the pros. We got food out here, fun, and lots of discounts on products. So come on by and help us celebrate. Also got a kayak fishing tournament going on, and weigh-in will be all day long, and the awards will be about 3 o'clock. They're giving away a really nice kayak. All right, joining me now and filling in for Robbie Campo with our Shell Beach, St. Bernard Parish Area Report, is Glenn Sanchez, voice from the past. How you doing, Glenn?
Good morning, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting in here in a nice warm building with some really good friends, surrounded by lots of fishing equipment. I'm not out in that wind today. And I know people, you know, it's their day to fish and they want to go, but it's going to be tough.
It's going to be brutal, and they're going to have to be careful because, I mean, it's blowing down here like, whew, it's bad, you know. And it's just going to be a tough day if you try to try and go fishing. You better be somewhere tight in the marsh, away from all the open water you can get away from.
Glenn, what's the water level down there? You know, with this strong north wind and that strong foot-and-a-half tide, this could almost be winter-type tides where there could be some mudflats out there. How's it looking?
Nah, I think the water's still up pretty good. It's not nothing like you would think,
right?
Because it's not blowing out the northwest; it's blowing out the north and northeast.
Well, but, as long as it's got some east in it, we'll be okay.
You know, it's pretty brutal. For this time of the year, you know, you don't expect this.
Maybe but some roadside fishing, huh?
I don't know if that's going to work either, but you can give it a shot. I mean, that would be your best bet. At least if you get cold, you get back in the car.
Right. Yeah. You know, at least some good news came out. I understand that the live shrimp started showing up down there.
Yeah, they started showing up. They don't have any right now. The ones they had, they sold out. But as soon as the weather calms down, I think they're going to be able to get out and get some more. We're right there at the very beginning of the spring, and everybody's so ready to go, and, you know, everybody's just bucking at the bit. But sometimes Mother Nature just sets you back a little bit. You just have to wait.
Well, Glenn, not everybody is as fortunate as you and retired, and you can kind of pick your days. They need to go when they can go. But from your experience, when you get these blows like this and these fronts, the days following that, when it calms down, what are some of the techniques and places to try after a blow?
Well, after a blow, I mean, once the water settles in, they haven't eaten for a few days. So normally after a blow, a couple of days after a blow, you're going to find some fish because they're going to be hungry if you got the right bait. And right now, I mean, they're still catching redfish in the marsh. And they started to pick up some speckled trout. But it's just early in the spring right now, and everybody's just waiting. You know?
Yeah, we had a false summer, you know, a week or so ago.
Yes.
We were up in the 80s, and everybody was cheering, but old winter made a little bit of a comeback for a while in the spring. You know, one of the things that Robbie's been telling me about that's kind of recent is the catfish down there. A lot of people are adding that to their catch, those nice big blue cats.
That's a delicious fish. It's really a delicious fish. I would catch them and give them away for a long time, and then one day I decided to eat one, and I don't give them away too much anymore.
No, nothing like a wild-caught catfish. Well, Glenn, listen, thanks for the report and the warning for people. You know, if they do go out, make sure you be careful. You don't want to get wet on a day like today for sure.
No, you sure don't. So all I can tell you, anybody who goes out today, be very, very careful.
I didn't bring
extra clothes in case you get wet.
Always a good idea. Put them in a duffel bag. Thanks, Glenn. Always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend. Take care.
All right, Don. You have a good one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes. That's Glenn Sanchez reporting on St. Bernard Parish. All right, we got some text messages coming in. If you want to send us one, it's 504-260. Comes into our mobile studio. Mobile because we're at Marsh and Bayou Outfitters. There's spring fling all day today. Come on by and see them. And if you can get here in time, we got coffee and donuts, and there'll be a little lunch later on. And coming up right after this 3-minute pause, we're going to be talking to Jeff Brule on location. It's our freshwater fishing report next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And that's our music for Jeff Brule. We get to Jeff in a second. I got a text come in and says, "Hey, Don, just got into town to Beta Springs to meet friends. We'll listen to you. Where are you at again? Would like to drop by with some friends." Well, come on by. We're at Marsh and Bayou Outfitters in Mandeville. You can Google it. You can put it into your maps. It's pretty easy to find. It's on the main drag through Old Mandeville. Going to be going on all day. It's a spring fling. Jeff is here. We got Forrest Green, Chaz Champagne. Chef Philippe will be here a little bit later on, too, and lots of discounted items here. Well, Jeff, let's talk about some freshwater fish, and that might be an option for people today that were planning on a saltwater trip, and this wind kind of changed their mind.
Yeah, it would be excellent just to kind of tuck into some of these small rivers and bayous. And the fishing has been kind of slow the last week. This up-and-down weather pattern we got, full moon and some of the other issues, has just made it kind of tough fishing really across the state. I've been on a few white perch trips on a Chifuncta. I'm catching about 10 or 12 a trip, but they're scattered and really tough to find. You might get one here, one there, nothing really ganged up. But I think the next full moon, I think, is April 6th. So look for improvement, you know, later next week and into April 6th. Bass have been spawning all up and down the river from what I see. With this cold weather coming in, that's going to shut that down. It does drain the water out, and that pushes them off the bank. But they shouldn't be too far, just off the drop-offs. The Pearl River is going to be high this week, so that's going to change that plan. Chef Pass area is Still kind of slow for bass, but they are catching a few down there. But overall, that area's ports have been kind of poor. And again, it's with the winds and the tides and the weather, just make it's tough winter fishing. That doesn't really help, you know, what to do today. But if you can get tucked in some of these pockets, you might catch some bream. They're starting to school up to get ready to spawn and find a few white perch and a bass here or there.
Speaking of bass, I've seen a lot of big bass, more than I've seen in the last few years, coming from North Louisiana, Toledo Bend, Bussey, Caney, all those areas up there.
Oh, yeah, those are excellent. State has a lot of some state parks and places you can stay. Just locally, you could got, you know, places like Caney, Toledo Bend, you can catch a double-digit bass in this state. So that's good news for the bass anglers. But Toledo Bend has been kind of a hot spot. They've had a few 10-pounders plus come in, plus some of the local tournaments. Are, you know, they're producing some 18 to 20-pound stringers. What you want to do over there is the points on the creek arms, kind of going into the pockets, you check those. It's a 2 to 6 foot range for bass right now. If you can find any buck brush or shoreline cover or any kind of small channel coming off the bank, those are kind of the prime spots. Carolina rigs, wacky worms, and soft jerk bait shads are kind of the top producers.
I talked to a lot of guys that were headed up there. A lot of them were kayak fishermen too, and they were asking, they want to go up there and get in on that big bass bite. Is there anything special they need to bring, things that they wouldn't use down here necessarily in the river that's good to use up in those big reservoirs?
No, it's pretty much the same baits. Most time when you go somewhere new, you got to kind of figure out what the pattern is. Tell the guys if they can find any kind of willows or buck brush or anything that's on a shoreline with a point in a pocket, you know, especially like a windy day, if they can get back in a pocket, those bass are spawning up in that kind of area. So skip you a jerk shad or a floating worm or even a wacky worm up into those type covers. You know, kind of back off. Don't get too tight to them. And don't spook them, because the water is a little bit clearer up there. They don't get quite as muddy of the water as we do down here. But that's what you want to do, is look for that cover on the shoreline.
Wacky worm. What is a wacky worm?
That kind of started over in Toledo Bend. There's a little bit of argument if it was started by a Texan or a Louisianan. It was started over in Toledo Bend area. But kind of what you do is you have a straight worm or stick bait, soft plastic, like a power bait general. And it's hooked in the middle of the worm instead of like a Texas rig. And what that does is the ends kind of flop, and you just throw it out and let it kind of sink to the bottom. You can use an octopus-style hook or hooks with weed guards if you need to get in the cover, or even just a strike chain hook. And you can weightless or even like a little Texas rig, light rig setup works good over grass, around docks, and in trees. And you, like I said, you just cast it out, let it fall, shake it a few times, let it sit in one spot, and then you reel it up, throw it to the next spot. On windy days like this, you better have a spinning rod because it's a light setup to throw. But casting rods work fine. And you can also get these little O-rings you can add to them in the middle of the bait, and you hook it through the O-ring instead of the worm. And yeah, if you've ever fished wacky rigs without that, you'll know that one fish, one bait, and it's gone.
What's your favorite worm, size and color to use as a wacky and hook it through the middle?
I just use a straight worm. There's one by Power Bait. It's just a 6.5-inch straight worm. It doesn't have any curl tails or ribbons on it. It's just a straight worm. Use that, and I'll use that general, which is like a Senko-style sink bait, and that works really well. That's a little heavier throw, and you can throw that on a casting rod, and you can actually skip it up under docks and things like that pretty well, and that's one of my favorite setups to use.
Next event coming up in the area, bass tournament.
We got Lunkers and Liars, March 26th. East Pearl
next
launch.
Weekend.
Yeah, $50 event. You got anything?
Bass Assassins tomorrow.
They're going to have fun on Crawford's Landing.
So. Crawford's Landing. All right. Yeah. Information, how do they find out more about signing up?
North Shore Fishing Report.com has all the information.
Keith's on right. North Shore Fishing Report.
Has the schedules and all that. And go to Crawford's Landing. The river's going to be high, so you have to get out of the muddy water and find some good fish, unless you know how to catch them in them trees in the mud.
But Jeff, you're going to be around a while. Folks want to come by and meet you. And
yeah, come by. I can give you tips on some of the North Shore bass fishing and white perch fishing or sockeye or crappie.
Some of it's pretty close to where we are right now.
Yeah,
not far away.
Yeah. You got Bayou Castine down here in Mandeville many times saved me a trip when the causeway was rough.
Get your gear here at Marsh and Bayou Outfitters and head out and do a little freshwater fishing today. I want to remind you, Jeff's reports are brought to you by Pure Fishing. And they're also introducing that new Revo series of reels today. You might want to check those out. These are completely redesigned Revo. It offers anglers the ultimate in performance, design, and dependability. I've been looking at them. Very nice reels. Baitcasters, that's by Abu Garcia. All right, when we come back, I'm going to get to some of your text messages. You got any questions? And you can ask Jeff or any of the folks that are coming in later on. I'll pass it along to them. My text line is 504-260-1870. Comes right in here to Martian Bayou Outfitters at the Spring Fling. The address here, if you're looking to come over, 2600 Florida Street, not in Florida, in Mandeville. Don't get lost. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, we got some of your text messages, and we've also got some more fishing reports coming your way. We're at Martian Bayou Outfitters, inviting you to come on by for their Spring Fling all day today. You can meet Chaz Champagne of Matrix Lures, Captain Richard McCloskey of Blue Line Fishing Charter, specializes in triple tail. If you're interested in getting a triple tail, he can put you on them. Also a legend in this area, Forrest Green with the Mr. Green crappie baits. Jeff Brule's here. You just heard his report. We got Chef Philippe Parola coming by with the very interesting book. He'll be doing a book signing called Can't Beat 'Em, Eat 'Em, 40 Invasive Species Recipes in his book. His mission is to take advantage of some of these invasive species, and instead of trying to eradicate them, you eat them away, which in Louisiana we're probably pretty good at that. All right, we got a quick 10-second pause, and we'll be back to get to some of your text messages. If you want to share one with us, questions, comments, reports, 504-260-1870. We're back right after we let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, looking at our text message board, we have the Backstrap Stacker. He's one of our regulars. He's checking in from Clark County in Alabama. We'll be there next week, by the way. We're going to be at Scott's Marine in Alberta. Maybe you can come by and see us. But he's up this morning. He's got a little backstrap stacker ready for a big time. Today is the youth season in Alabama, and he says he hoped that Tom shows up. Y'all have a good one. Well, good luck to him. And the Louisiana youth season opens up next weekend, which I wish it was a little earlier. But you got to do with what you dealt. Play the cards you dealt with. All right, we have Pete Jesser tacking in. Hadn't heard from Pete in a while. Thanks, Pete. He's got a event coming up. Let's see if we can get to it here. He's got the first annual United Rentals Blast and Cast going to be going on in Grand Isle on Memorial Day weekend. All the proceeds are for the Fisher House of New Orleans, and that supports house and military families doing VA hospital visits. Thank you, Pete. And if you would, maybe send me a little more information on it. As we get closer to that Memorial Day, we'll mention it to people. All right, we got Ed and Wilmer, another Alabama listener. He's working around the house today. Hope to see me next weekend. Yeah, I hope you do come by. We'll tell you more about where that's going to be in a minute. And then we got the worm checking in. He says he thought he was everyone's favorite worm. Well, I was talking to Jeff Brule about the wacky worm, and there's a discussion about where it was started. Was it in Texas or Louisiana? I think it was Texas to name it wacky worm. If it was Louisiana, they'd be calling it the cray-cray worm or something like that. All right, we're here at the Martian Bayou Outfitters, and next week we continue our road shows. We're going to be in Alberta, Alabama, Scott's Marine, Highway 98. Want to invite you Alabama folks to come stop by and see us. My good friend Lucio, who is the owner there, has got some really good deals on a number of boats. And, you know, for a while there, we had problems getting boats with the supply chain problems. Well, he's fully stocked. He's got Sun Tracker pontoons. He's got the aluminum fishing boats, Nitro, Grizzly, Mako, Tahoe. He's even got those Tracker off-road side-by-sides and four-wheelers. And it's an open house, and it'll be good for you. Come on out there next week. I'll be there from 5 to 7, and he's going to have a lot of surprises and food. Gift cards from Tracker Boats if you're in the market for a boat. It's U.S. Highway 98 in Alberta, Alabama, Scott's Marine. Come see me there next week. And this week we're at Martian Bayou this Saturday. I want to invite you to come on by here. We'll open the store up early for you on this Saturday morning. Invite you to come by and meet some of these folks that are going to be here. Chaz Champagne, Forrest Green, Jeff Brule's here with us, Chef Philippe Parola, Captain Richard McCloskey. You can sample some of that. I'm looking forward to this little tin cup whiskey, maybe a little bit later on today, a little early in the morning for that. Coffee's in order right now. Got some donuts coming. Great sales and discounts on a lot of products. come by and see Ben Tiblier. He'll show you around the store if you're not familiar with it. Again, the address, if you want to find us, is 2600 Florida Street in Mandeville. All right, got some more text coming in. This one says, this is from the Irish Coonass. He's off this weekend, but the kids are down sick, and I think I'm getting it too. Just chilling at home, but starting the weekend off with this show. Stay warm and have a great weekend. That's another one of our faithful Alabama listeners. Hope you're well enough to come see me next week over at Scott's Marine. All right, we come back after this. We're going to tell you some more about what's going on here at Martian Bayou Outfitters. We got more fishing reports, more of that stuff you and I just love to talk about each and every Saturday morning. We do it every week on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. By the way, this weekend, not only this big event going on here at Martian Bayou Outfitters, there's a little show in Gonzales called Louisiana Sportsman Show. And at booth 2230, you're going to find some of my friends from Louisiana Land Bank, Clay Hebert, Randy Richard, Jess Cook, Marcel Parker, Patrick Harrison, and Rusty Jenkins. They're sponsoring that big buck contest, which is back this year. So if you stop by, it's the Louisiana Land Bank. They finance all things country, from tractors to four-wheelers, from home sites to farm, from 10 acres to thousands of acres, whatever you need. Check them out, Louisiana Land Bank. That's at booth 2230. Also got the New Orleans Big Bass City Park Rodeo coming up March 25th at City Park. Boats on the Bayou as a special division where you can fish in a kayak over on Bayou St. John. Battle for the Big Bass with the high school teams. And a fishtival from 9 to noon. That's going to be next weekend, March 25th, New Orleans City Park. And I got to tell you, you'd be surprised some of the fish that come out of those lagoons. All right, joining me again is Ben Tiblier. He's with Martian Bayou Outfitters. Ben, tell us about that tournament, the kayak tournament you guys got going.
So it's the Spring Fling Bass Thing. Kayak fishing tournament. They're about to hit the water here in a bit at 6:30. So what it is it's a photo submission, and you have to register through an app called Tourney X. And what you do is you know, when you're catching your fish, it goes by length, your longest five combined fish. You have to put a marker in there in the photo. They take a picture, and it'll tally the length that way. So it's in all of St. Tammany Parish. It has to be navigable waterways, mm-hmm. No pond fishing. So, yeah, it's just all on a level playing field, and they're all out there going to be hitting the water and staying away from this wind.
And first place gets what?
We're going to be giving away a Jackson Bite Angler kayak.
Is that a regular line you sell?
Absolutely. Yeah, Jackson's a great brand.
It is. You know, the thing about this store when I come here, you guys, you know, being that you're kind of a niche store, you get a lot of the gear that the local people use that some of the big places just don't get. I mean, like this product here, the Marsh Romance. Now, people that listen to me know for years I've been talking about Amber Romance from Victoria's Secret. If you don't want to go to Victoria's Secret, I don't understand why you would ever want to go there. You can come here to Marsh and buy you and get Marsh Romance.
That's right. That's by Hawk Soap Company, who is actually a local company. They're out of Baton Rouge. And, Marsh Romance, we know how those gnats are. They're awful. So you got to put this on there, put this all over your body, and they're going to stay away from you. It truly does work.
Yeah, those gnats will certainly ruin your day. Some of the other things you got here, the local baits. How do you decide, you know, there's so much for you guys to choose from and carry. How do you pick a line of baits that you carry?
Really, it's the people that come in the door and they ask for it. You know, if the customers want it, we're going to get it, and we really try to stay local. In today's world, you know, you can buy things on the internet, and they got these giant stores. So, you know, we pride ourselves on carrying local baits, and we try to stick that way. What's going to work in our area for sure.
Yeah, what's some of the more popular items you sell here in the store?
Of course, Matrix Shad is
just the number one bait.
Chaz is a machine. And he can fish, and his baits work for sure. That's super popular. Also, you know, Four Horsemen corks are going to be probably mm-hmm. one of our number one corks. They are nonstop with their products as well. They have a great color selection. Most popular things as well is going to be, you know, we have our apparel, which is, you know, it's all our designs. You know, mm-hmm. we come from the magazine business with my brother and his magazine, so he does all the design work. So our apparel is pretty popular as well. They're unique, and you can't get them anywhere else except for here.
Well, let's talk about Chris's magazine, Martian Bayou. Yep. I've been around how many years now?
Since 1999, we started as Sportsman of Slidell. Yeah. And then it went to, for about a year later, it changed to Sportsman of St. Tammany. And then a couple of years after that, it went to Martian Bayou. So, yeah, we've been He's been at it since 1999. I've kind of been with him as well, a little bit of that way.
Well, if he was here, I'd certainly congratulate him. It's almost, what, 20, almost 25
yeah.
years that it's been out there. What is the secret? Magazines as a whole are going away. I mean,
yep.
you know, the Internet is kind of taking the place. Everything's going to electronic. But you guys have managed to keep that magazine very popular.
Yeah, I think it's just the loyal readers, honestly. They pick it up every month. People come in here every day looking for it. And then it's also the writers, you know, the contributors that have these stories and they want to tell, you know, their tips and techniques for sure.
And you keep it kind of local.
Yeah, for the most part. It's all local, southeast Louisiana. You know, we'll branch off to the west for sure and also to the east and to the Mississippi coast. And also we have, you know, some special articles that are like beyond the bayou that'll go maybe some hunting trips up north or who knows.
I don't know how you can manage to put it out there for FREE. It's written across the
Man.
Top. It's a free publication. It's like this radio program's
yep.
free. You don't have to pay for it. No subscriptions or any of that. But you can, if you're out of the area, get a subscription to Martian Bible.
Yeah, you can go online and get a subscription. And also, you know, it's all advertise driven, so it's those loyal advertisers as well.
Yeah. And the photographs, you get local photographs.
You can always submit them at martianbayou@gmail.com. We love getting them. We love putting them in a magazine. And all we need is a clear picture and a bunch of information about the picture, and we'll try to get it in there for sure.
Now, if people have a story they think is of interest to readers, who should they contact to tell people? Because I know a lot of your stories end up from these really unique people, and you got to beat the bushes sometimes to find them and drag secrets out of them.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, my brother Chris Tiblia, he's the man. He's the publisher. He does all the design. And he's the one that puts all that together. It's pretty simple. Like I said, it's martianbayou@gmail.com. Submit, you know, an article or some pictures or just reach out and he'll get back with you and get it going for sure.
And people can come here in the store and pick them up right off the counter. Where else? What other locations can they find them?
I mean, they are all over the North Shore.
I know Southside Cafe.
Oh, yeah, Southside
Cafe.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, boat stuff over there in Slidell, also mm-hmm. in Hammond. In Mandeville, in this area, obviously our store,
right.
Rusty Pelican right here on the lake has mm-hmm. them. North Lake Seafood has them. There's drops everywhere.
Gus and Slidell.
Oh, yeah, Gus has got them.
Yes, indeed. Good old Gus. All right, well, we're going to be back to talk more with Ben a little bit later on. If you can, come on by here today. It's a spring fling going on all day, discounted prices, free prizes to register for. I've got several of them here, some official listener hats, St. Hubert print, some Uncle Larry's products for you. And you can meet Chef Philippe Perrault. I think he's going to be here about 9 o'clock. So put this on your calendar. Make a stop. Again, it's right here on Florida Avenue, 2600 Florida Street in Mandeville. And right after this timeout, we're going to take you down to Grand Isle, get a fishing report from my buddy, Captain Darryl Carpenter with RealScreamers.com. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we're here at Martian Bayou Outfitters on Florida Street, 2600 in Mandeville. Got a spring fling going on. What a great day for it. It's kind of breezy out there, and a lot of fishing is going to be out. Let's talk to Darryl Carpenter and find out what the situation is down in the Grand Isle, Leeville area. Darryl, how you doing this morning?
I just huddled up under the blankets.
Yeah, this is not a day to be out for sure. It's really windy. If somebody wants to fish, now we talked about the side of the road now for several weeks. Is that still going on down there?
Well, it had kind of slowed down, Don. And in fact, you know, this week's report is going to be the exact opposite of last week's report. Everything had really kicked up really good. The water temperatures were running in the upper 70s and so forth. They dropped down to the mid 60s after that front last week, and it muddied everything up and just kind of shut everything down as far as the boat and the bay fishing. I haven't gotten a whole lot of fresh reports off of the side of the road, but this is the kind of weather it likes. Now, whether those fish are still close by enough to where they'll gang up in there, you know, this week will be a question to be answered. But, I mean, we're not supposed to get out of the 50s with this cold front until, what, Tuesday or Wednesday. So it's going to give those fish a chance to get back into those deep holes. Water temperature, like I said, has dropped this morning down into the 60s. So it's going to have those fish a little confused and moving around. Everything, you know, I say everything. You could, if you searched around far enough, you could still find good pockets of clean water up in the marsh. But the fish were just in total shock. I mean, they had lockjaw. They just weren't eating. I can't believe they've left. They're still close by. They weren't eating. So the catch has dropped off real hard this past week. And I think that's going to continue probably until about midweek when we start getting a little more stabilized water and weather conditions coming in.
How's the bait situation down there for people looking to fish with live bait?
When it's calm enough that the bait guys can get out on the beach, the beach is full of the sea bob shrimp. Some people like using them for bait, some don't. We've been hitting some really good shrimp on the inside, but there's just not a lot of numbers. We were thinking that that was going to change with that warm weather, but, you know, this is going to slow them down just like it would the crawfish season. So we're probably still a couple of weeks out from having real consistent live bait. But, I mean, hey, they're big. Put it, the shrimp we've been catching on the inside, if you don't end up catching fish, you certainly have dinner.
Darryl, you know, a lot of times we talk jargon, and people after the shows will say, what was that you were talking about? What is a sea bob? Explain that to people.
A sea bob is just a different breed. It's one of the three breeds of coastal shrimp that we have here. It's a wintertime shrimp, shows up and down the beaches around Grand Isle all winter long. It normally runs a little bit smaller. You can tell it because it looks like it's got a real fuzzy face because it's got six whiskers. And it's a little bit harder shrimp to peel. I mean, they're great to eat, but they're harder to peel. And we find that they're a little bit harder to keep alive. So, you know, if you plan it on leaving with 100, you might want to buy 150 if they've got them, because you're going to lose more of them in the live well. They're just not as hardy in captivity.
Right. Now, what about those tiger shrimp that have been showing up? There was a lot of concern about, you know, the invasive species coming in and nudging out the browns and the whites. What's the latest on that? Are they still showing up in numbers?
Oh, yeah, they're still there. And every now and then, you know, during the heat of the summer, you'll find somebody will post pictures. They caught one that weighed nearly a pound, you know. But I think my last run, I had three or four of them in there. They're still here. Thankfully, they haven't taken over like it was feared they would. But, I mean, only time will tell. It's another invasive species like that apple snail, you know?
Well, it's a big old shrimp. What do you do with them when you catch one?
Oh, no. Mine are almost exclusively going on a hook, I can promise you.
Yep. Well, Darryl, anything else you want to add before we wrap up here?
Nah, Don. It's just, you know, it's a good time to start planning your trip and planning your vacation or whatever you got going on. But you might want to look a couple of weeks down the road, because I think it's going to take a little while for this one to settle out and those fish to kind of get back into a pattern. You know, just we're here. The only thing we're missing is you know, so to speak. So just pick up the phone and call your favorite charter captain and let's get on the books for the summer.
And you have a phone number and website?
Yeah, they can find me on your website at dontheoutdoorsguy.com. Realscreamers.com is there. Or you can just pick up the phone and call 225-937-6288.
I got a feeling Grand Isle's going to be a very busy place this summer.
I think it's going to be running at capacity for this year. Now, it's a different capacity, but I think we're going to run at capacity most of the summer.
Still a great place. Darryl, thanks for your reports every week. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don. Y'all stay warm.
We're doing that. No problem. Thank you. Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. We're at Martian Bayou today at the Outfitters Shop right here on 2600 Florida Street in Mandeville. They're having a spring fling if you want to come by. We got some local expert fishermen going to be here you can chat with, take advantage of some super pricing. And the donuts have just arrived, I believe. So we got donuts and coffee and a little food coming up later on. All right, when I come back, a preview of Bayou Wild TV, your text messages, Bad Boys of the Outdoors, and reports on the outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.